And there we leave the BBC World Service to begin New Year's Eve on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. Farming Today takes a musical turn at 5:45 with a performance of the Derby Tup, an agricultural folk song and ancient play which celebrates sheep farming. Before that, as usual, we make way for the shipping bulletin, news briefing and our prayer. Looking ahead to tonight, we're on the medical front line.
Hello, mate. My name's John. I'm a doctor. We're going to help fix you up and get you to hospital.
Join us for unique access to air ambulance charity Kent Surrey Sussex.
You got a lot of chest pain?
Right-hand side.
On the right-hand side, rightio.
Hear firsthand how medics and pilots deal with the worst days of their patients' lives.
Concerns at this stage, right-sided chest pain. We've definitely got some tenderness.
Real events, real decisions, in real time.
Abductor T1, this is now code red.
Air Ambulance with me, Dr. Kevin Fong, on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds tonight at 8.
Now here's Matt Taylor.
Thank you very much, Jane. Good morning. Let's start with the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday the 31st of December. There are warnings of gales in all areas except North Utsira, Biscay, Trafalgar and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, 120 miles west of Rockall, 987. Expected Scotland, 989 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira. Northeasterly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, then northerly later, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in Viking. Rain or sleet, moderate or poor. South Utsira. Easterly 3 to 5, veering southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, then veering southwesterly 6 or 7. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. East at first in Forties and Cromarty, otherwise southwest, becoming cyclonic later in Cromarty, 6 to gale 8. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, east 4 to 6, veering southwest 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, moderate or good. German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. Southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, occasional drizzle, rain later, moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Mainly fair, good. Biscay, Fitzroy. Variable, 2 to 4 in south, otherwise southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in North Fitzroy. Fair, good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Irish Sea and elsewhere later. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Shannon. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in southeast. Rain, moderate or good. Rockall, Malin. Southwest, veering north later, 7 to severe gale 9. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey. East becoming cyclonic, gale 8 to storm 10, then becoming northeast 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or sleet, snow showers later, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor later. Fair Isle, Faroes. East 7 to severe gale 9, backing northeast 6 to gale 8. Rain or sleet, snow showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor later. And southeast Iceland. Easterly, backing northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in west, snow showers, good, occasionally very poor, light icing. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tarry Automatic. Southwest by south 6, rain 2 miles, 1001, falling. Stornoway. East by north 7, rain 700 metres, 998, falling very rapidly. Lerwick. Northeast 4, 30 miles, 1014, falling. Lucas, southwest by west 5, recent rain 27 miles, 1006, falling more slowly. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1017, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. South, southwest 6, 2 miles, 1026. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. 5 miles, 1026. Jersey. South, southwest 4, 7 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. South, southwest 5, 1 mile, 1026. Scilly Automatic. Southwest 5, 15 miles, 1024, falling slowly. Valencia. South, southwest 5, 7 miles, 1015, now rising. Ronald's Way. Southwest by south 6, 7 miles, 1014, falling. And Malinhead. South, southwest 6, recent drizzle, 7 miles, 1003, falling quickly. And that brings me to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain, Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation, ridge of high pressure over England and Wales will move away southwards today as a deepening area of low pressure approaches the north of the United Kingdom. Gale force winds are expected for all waters, with severe gales expected at first in the north and later in the south. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, easterly backing northeasterly, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in north, but veering southwesterly 4 to 6 for a time in south. Occasional rain or showers, snow showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, mainly fair, then rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times later in south, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, then occasionally severe gale 9 later in east, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times later, perhaps severe gale 9 later, mainly fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwest 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times later, mainly fair, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel. Southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later near St David's Head, then veering west 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, then veering west 6 or 7 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. South or southwest 7 or gale 8, veering southwest 6 or 7, veering west later. Rain clearing, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Fawr to Carlingford Loch. Southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 6 or 7 later. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times, then veering westerly 6 or 7 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. Southwest 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times, then veering north or northwest 6 or 7 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly 7 to severe gale 9 at first in far north, otherwise southwesterly, veering northeasterly later 6 to gale 8. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles. Northeast 4 to 6, veering east or northeast, then backing north later 6 or 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Occasional rain or sleet, snow showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor, then occasionally very poor later. And that's the end of this morning's shipping bulletin. Jane.
Thanks, Matt. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 31st of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. Severe flood warnings are issued for parts of northern Scotland, telling people their lives could be at risk. Gareth Southgate is honoured with a knighthood after leading England's men's footballers to back-to-back Euro finals. In business, the US Treasury says it's been the victim of a Chinese state-sponsored hack. And in sport, Manchester United end the year 14th in the Premier League. Three severe flood warnings indicating a danger to life have been issued for parts of the Cairngorms on Hogmanay. Residents of Aviemore and other nearby areas have been told that heavy rain will lead to rivers bursting their banks. Amber and yellow warnings for rain, snow and high winds are also in places for many parts of Scotland, bringing travel disruption. The world-famous New Year's Eve outdoor celebrations in Edinburgh have been cancelled on safety grounds. Craig Snell from the Met Office has this advice for anyone planning to make a journey.
If you're travelling at all from roads, planes, trains, buses, main advice really across the UK is just to stay up to date. You know, there will be some tricky weather out there. Even if things are not delayed, if you're driving, there'll be plenty of spray on the road, so allow some extra braking distances. And if you're travelling across parts of Scotland, there's also that other risk of snow.
In England, there are two flood warnings in place for Scarborough in North Yorkshire. Blackpool's fireworks have already been cancelled, and organisers in London say they're monitoring the weather to check if the display there can go ahead. Gareth Southgate, who was one of the most successful managers of the England men's football team, has been awarded a knighthood in the New Year honours list. There are also OBEs for four former sub-postmasters who've campaigned for victims of the Horizon scandal, including Seema Misra.
I'm really honoured. It shows definitely that state recognised that scandal did happen, you know, it can't be put under the carpet. So the fight is still on and definitely will help us to see, yeah, we're still here, we still need justice.
Hundreds of other people who volunteer in their communities are also recognised. The actor Stephen Fry has been knighted for his work on mental health awareness.
It sounds preposterous and wonderful at the same time. Like so many British things, yes, both enchanting and absurd somehow. It's wonderful. I'm very happy.
The Welsh Ambulance Service has declared a critical incident with many patients waiting hours for an ambulance while the vehicles themselves are queuing outside hospitals to deliver patients. People are being asked to call 999 only if there's a life-threatening emergency. Rising flu infections are being blamed for putting the health service in Wales under additional pressure. Officials investigating the cause of the passenger plane crash in South Korea, in which 179 people were killed on Sunday, have begun to inspect the plane's two